U.S. hospital ship offer sparks tension with Greenland. Greenland's Prime Minister Jens Frederik Nielsen has rejected a proposal by U.S. President Donald Trump to send a hospital ship to the country, citing its existing public healthcare system. The system provides free treatment to citizens, which is a deliberate choice made by the Greenlandic government. This decision underscores the country's commitment to prioritizing its own healthcare needs over external assistance. The rejection comes at a time when diplomatic talks between Greenland, Denmark, and the U.S. are underway to address tensions within the NATO Defense Alliance. The crisis has been ongoing for months, with Trump making threats against the Arctic territory. The recent proposal by Trump has added fuel to the fire, sparking concerns about U.S. involvement in Greenland's internal affairs. Greenland remains open to dialogue and cooperation with the U.S., but Prime Minister Nielsen emphasized the need for more constructive communication. He urged President Trump to engage in meaningful discussions rather than making public statements that may be perceived as inflammatory or random. The proposal was made by Trump on social media, hours after Denmark's Joint Arctic Command reported an evacuation of a crew member from a U.S. submarine in Greenlandic waters. The crew member has been transferred to the Greenlandic health authorities and the hospital in Nuuk. It is unclear if the post had any connection to the evacuation. The situation highlights the complexities of international relations and the need for careful consideration of proposals that may have significant implications for a country's sovereignty. In this case, Greenland's decision to prioritize its own healthcare system reflects its commitment to self-determination and independence. The U.S. hospital ship proposal is just the latest development in a series of events that have strained relations between Greenland and the U.S. The crisis has been ongoing for months, with Trump making repeated threats against the Arctic territory. The recent proposal has added to the tensions, sparking concerns about U.S. involvement in Greenland's internal affairs. Greenland's rejection of the hospital ship proposal is likely to be seen as a strong statement by the country on its sovereignty and independence. The decision reflects the country's commitment to prioritizing its own needs and interests over external assistance. The situation remains fluid, with diplomatic talks ongoing between Greenland, Denmark, and the U.S. The outcome of these negotiations will have significant implications for the future of relations between the parties involved. In the meantime, Greenland's decision serves as a reminder of the importance of careful consideration and nuanced communication in international relations. By prioritizing its own healthcare system, Greenland has demonstrated its commitment to self-determination and independence. The U.S. hospital ship proposal may have been intended to demonstrate U.S. concern for Greenland's well-being, but it has ultimately had the opposite effect. The rejection by Greenland's Prime Minister Jens Frederik Nielsen has highlighted concerns about U.S. involvement in the country's internal affairs and sparked tensions that are likely to persist for some time.